Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is Naomi, your host, and today I am delighted to bring you the second episode of our favorite book and why miniseries. This miniseries includes a collection of our guests' favorite books, along with a clear explanation of why they enjoy and recommend them. While listening to this episode, I would highly advise you to use the titles as filters to determine what stage of your life and business you are currently in, and what's the next stage of your life and business that you would like to work on. Without further ado,
let the show begin.
The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. We did that in the Entrepreneur Book Club. Oh my God, life changing. It's incredible. That now it's in my top three. Prayer of the Frog from Anthony de Mello. That's more like a spiritual thing. That changed my life when I read that book. The Originals from Adam Grant, that also was like game changer. I don't know. They're not aligned to business. It's more about mindset. And I feel that those are the books that actually that have been impacting my life more than more like business and technical ones.
$100 million offer by Alex Hormozi. If you are an entrepreneur, like that type of stuff, I don't know how he doesn't have like 6 bajillion followers on YouTube, but he's been putting out like so many videos and they are all amazing. So I would totally check that out. And then I still think I'll go back to the classic, How to Make Friends and Influence People.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a very basic book, but that's the one that really changed my mind. That's the one I really start to, I guess, the hustle and thinking differently. And I didn't know why when I read it, which was, I was like 18, 19, I had a different, totally different mindset. So at the moment, it really impacted me. Second one, I would say The One Thing. I love the book. Very simple, but it helps you to focus on one thing that really helped your business or anything you do in life. You know, just focus on one thing, go all in, push it, and then you're going to see the magic happens. And the third one is Money Mastered the Game by Tony Robbins. I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins. That book is really a long one, a little bit boring maybe, but it gives you a very great foundation. Your retirement, basically, you know, what you should do to how to put your money to work, you know, not the other way around.
Okay, so I know it's an oldie but a goodie. It's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was one of the books that when I first started going out on my own and thinking about it, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, that really codified everything for me on what entrepreneurial is, what making, having a business is. You know, my husband's family always looks at me like, how do you think of these things? And I'm like, I don't understand why you don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just a different way of thinking. Nature's End is a book I've read 3 or 4 times. It's a really old book. And when I was in college, we had science fiction class and I got that. So it's a science fiction book, but it's about, juxtaposes technological advancement against environmental decline. Really kind of interesting, and I really like that book. And then the last book I'm reading now is How to Think Like a Rocket Scientist. And my hope is that once I finish the book said when you started reading it, that you'll be able to accomplish huge things very precisely. I'm like, okay, I need that. I need to be able to get a lot done and be laser focused. So I'm hoping that Thinking Like a Rocket Scientist is going to be really good.
I'm a little bit weird. I've read a lot of the business books. I think what changed my life is I was working for Amazon and I read the 4-Hour Work Week and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That just blew my mind. And so I really like those. aside from that, I'm very strange. I don't really read many fiction books, but I really enjoy reading. This is going to sound very strange, but I really enjoy reading books about drugs. And so like about the whole process, about how they affect your brain from a neurochemical standpoint. I've always been, since a kid, very, very interested in it. So I'll just find like who's the best research psychologist on it. And I'll like really dive into it. It goes into case studies. It goes into addiction. It goes into all of these things. I'm just fascinated by that world. I can just absorb those books. And it's very interesting to me. One that I recently read, it's very good. I'd recommend it if you're interested in the topic. It's called Ketamine, Dreams and Realities. It's by a guy named Carl Jansen. He's like the leading researcher on ketamine. He ran all of these different studies. And what's very interesting about these drugs is in the US now, the classification on them is getting changed. And so they're using a lot of these for like ketamine, for example, has been very, very effective in treating alcoholism. So it's like people who are heavily addicted to alcohol, they go through this ketamine IV treatment. And what it does is it allows the brain, because it's the dissociative, it allows the brain to have these big realizations about why am I doing this to my body? Why am I doing this to my life? And the recovery rates are very, very high. And so it's a fascinating book. It'll blow your mind. And yeah, there's a lot out there like it. That's the most recent. Very good.
My three recommendations, depending on where you're at, right? So if you aren't into professional development books and you've never done anything like that before, I'd say like the one that really got me started on this whole journey was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That was really eye-opening. It's a little bit of a tough read compared to some of the ones that are a bit lighter, but I felt like it had really actionable insights, not like sort of the Gary V's of the world where it's like, go out in there and do everything. It's really like how I can look at the world and how I can be more productive and efficient, what I can do. And it really educates you. So that would be one. Another one is Multipliers by Liz Wiseman. So Multipliers is how the best leaders make those around you them smarter. So it talks a lot about multipliers and diminishers, and they define a multiplier as someone who gets significantly more out of their team, and diminishers, often accidental, are people who aren't really seeing the full realized potential of their team. The Sales Acceleration Formula by Mark Robarge. So he is the guy who built the HubSpot sales team from nothing to 100 million in recurring revenue in 7 years. And so that book, while focused on sales acceleration, really gives you a lot of insights around talent to bring in and how to analytically look at the business.
Poorly Made in China by Paul Midler. He's got a follow-up book called What's Wrong with China that goes into kind of a 150 or 200 year history that gives some cultural insights to level the playing field when you're dealing with the world's best traders, right? And I'm saying traders with a D. They trade products. They're not traitors, but traders, right? So they've been trading for thousands of years. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the world's best at it, right? So you've got to get better at being a Chinese trader. So those are two books. There's another one. I just looked back. Red Roulette is one that I've read. Desmond Shum, ex-wife, anyway, was in prison in China. She's one of the billionaires who got disappeared and reconditioned. That gives you another data point. Interesting, if not informative.
You Are a Badass. That one for me was just critical to help you understand that you do have your own superpowers and to help you step out on your own, right? And then in terms of transitioning into that superpower, it was for me Design Your Life, which is basically treating your life as a design sprint and realizing that you have multiple chapters in your life. You might not just be meant to do one thing, so it's okay. Two in the business category. One is more on the finance side, which is Profit First. So if you're starting a business, whether it's a brand or an agency like mine, Profit First is really helpful for some people who struggle with how to create financial structure that works in everyday business life. When you're first getting started in your business and you don't want to spend a ton of money on an accountant, right? Or don't have a ton of money to spend on an accountant. Like you'll get your bookkeeping done at the end of the year and all of that. But Profit First helps you mentally understand how to organize your money as it comes into your business so that you end up making the right decisions financially for your business and in your personal life. It's not just business. Final one is Traction. For anyone that's building systems and scaling, Traction is a phenomenal book that I've actually come back to multiple times over because I hear different things from it every time I listen to it. My business is at a different place, so I'm ready to take on a little bit more of what they, the system that they you know, explain there that helps you fully scale and automate your business. So love that one.
You held up strengths-based leadership, and that's a good one. There's one called It's the Manager, which I like. I think It's the Manager is an excellent book on this topic. And it may look like a big, heavy book, but the back half is all reference. It's really just maybe 120 pages on the front half that matter. So it's not a heavy read. But my three books, this, and none of these are business books. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of business podcasts, and they're all, you know, business books. Let me give you three that are not. The first one is The Martian by Andy Weir. The movie was good. The book is way better. The audio book is even better than that. And it's a business book because it tells us that bad stuff is going to happen and we've got to solve it. And just when we think things are going good, there's going to be manure everywhere. And we have to solve that. But we can't give up. There is a solution. We just got to work towards it. When I get stuck and depressed, I listen to The Martian to pump me up just because it's that great of a book. It's Shoe Dog by Phil Knight of Nike. I like it because there's a lot of survivor bias, right? We hear people on podcasts that talk about stuff and we assume that they're right because they got onto the podcast. And sometimes what they're telling us is old news. Sometimes what they're telling us is not applicable to today, but you know, they were successful once. And so we think they will always be successful. And that's just not true. His book is super autobiographical, super candid about the failures and all of the bad stuff and where he's screwed up. And he doesn't just, you know, gloss over it. He says, I screwed that up. And for that reason, I think it's a good book for entrepreneurs to learn from.
The first one is going to be How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is a classic. One strategy that I took away from this book was let other people talk. What I noticed so far from all the interaction that we had within the Wizards community, people love to talk about themselves, they love to talk about their achievements, they love to talk about their wins. And what I noticed, by letting people talk, I will find out a lot of information that I wouldn't have found out otherwise. Now, I'm not saying that you should spy on people, but listen to their wins and also their failures, so you won't repeat the same failures. The second book is going to be The Image Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. Who you are as a business owner, I think, is super, super important. I came from a working mindset. I didn't really understand, okay, how it looks like to make a business or become a business owner or create a business that actually can work while I am not there. Third one, it's going to be Strength-Based Leadership by Tom Redd for this particular book. I was very, very frustrated for a very, very long time, not understanding why my skills are not the appropriate one for the business or why my skills are not, or strengths are not the ones that everyone else is looking for. As you grow up, most of the time what you will be associated with is this stereotype. That's the way how you should be, you know? And this book is going to show you, if you're going to take the test as well, if you're going to buy the book, you can have the test for free taken. This book helped me understanding, hey, just because I don't fit the norm or I'm not that stereotypical, like high achiever and highly competitive person, I can still be a successful person. I can still be a successful business owner. It's not just one form fits all, but you are a unique person and you should live by that. You live by your strengths rather than learning the stereotype ways of being that are not you.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.